Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord once again. We greet you in the awesome, matchless name of Jesus. Truly, every time I hear that song, something rises on the inside. Something rises on the inside. You know, when you begin to think on God's goodness, when you begin to think on where he's brought you from, when you begin to reflect upon all of the dangers, toils, and the snares, somebody said, I've already come. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the song Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Just listening to that. Take me to the King. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Those songs, you know, when you listen to the songs, we're living in a day where, you know, people are gyrating to gospel music. Well, I don't believe God gave us a gift to sing this gospel for us to gyrate. Hallelujah. But it is for us to lift up holy hands and worship and praise and adore our Creator. I wish I had the voice. I wish I had the gift to really open up my mouth and sing like some of these gospel artists that are sincere. Tamla Mayne sing that song like her life is in the hands of Jesus, and she recognizes it. Hallelujah. She recognizes. Kirk Franklin wrote that song. And when the Lord gave him the lyrics to that song, he chose Tamla Mayne to sing it. But guess what? It was already ordained. Some things are already ordained, people. They're already preordained, I'll say. Hey, they're foreordained because God knows the beginning and the end. There's nothing. And we've said that, and I know we're repetitive sometimes. We say it all the time, that there's nothing hidden from our God. Nothing is hidden from our God. Oh, we give him praise today. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. I bless the Lord for that song today. And once again, I thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Again, we're here to teach and preach the gospel. We're not here to argue. We're not here to debate. We're not here to envy. We're not here for any strife. We are here to preach and teach the unadulterated word of God. That's our mandate. That's our assignment. That is the mantle that God has given us in this hour. We can find chaos and confusion in other places, but this isn't the place for it. Amen. Amen. We came to tell women, men, boys, and girls that Jesus saves to the utmost. Do you believe that today? Well, if you believe it today, then guess what? We shouldn't have anything in our hearts against our brothers and our sisters. If we truly want to embrace that concept, if we truly want to do the will of God, hey, we have to be forgiven. We have to go before God with a sincere heart, a contrite spirit, and a broken heart. He said, I'll no way turn it away. Amen, amen. So we bless the Lord for you all today. Again, we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Amen. We don't take any days off. I know we have calendar days, holidays, and all these other days that's in the calendar year, but guess what? We have been mandated by God, and we don't get angry if you're not on the line. But God has somebody that's listening for an encouraging word. God has somebody that needs to be inspired. God has somebody that feel like they're on the edge, feel like there's no hope, feel like no one loved them and no one cares. Oh, but I stopped by today to tell you that Jesus cares for you. I stopped by to tell you that the God that I serve, he's a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a magnificent God. He's a long-suffering God. He's a God of patience. Oh, God, I bless you. He's a God of temperament. Oh, glory to God. He's a God that'll never forget your labors of love. Amen. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. And I don't know who's on the line today. I'm not able to see the switchboard. But I thank God for this woman of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. So I honor Sister Ruby Larry today. Hallelujah. I honor her for the love that she demonstrates to her fellow man. And who is her fellow man? Anybody she encounter. Amen. So we thank God for her. We thank God for her willingness. We thank God for the love that she has for Jesus Christ and his precious people. Many of you all hear when she make a statement, when she give a comment or a remark, she always say, I thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God that you have the love of God in your heart. Thank God for touching you with the word. She always acknowledge her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Sister Ruby, today we just want to celebrate you and tell you thank you for the work that you're doing for the kingdom of God. Not for Sister Benoit, but you're doing it as unto the Lord, even when she don't feel good. If I need her to open up the switchboard, she does it. Even today, I'm asking the Lord to send his angels. His angels already abide in her home. But God, send your angels to touch her today, God. Touch her body, her physical body, God. Touch every bone, every tissue. Hallelujah. The liver, the arteries. Hallelujah. Her kidneys. Hallelujah. The red, the white cells in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm asking you to grant her mercy and peace and long life, Lord God. Long life, hallelujah. Reward her for the labor of love that she's always demonstrating, hallelujah, and exhibiting to your people. Lord God, we thank you for the sacrifice she makes each and every day, Monday through Friday, and then on Sunday, opening up the line for 30 minutes of prayer. God, we thank you today for her. Hallelujah. We're asking you, Lord God, to continue to strengthen her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to be her provider. Continue to shield and protect her. Let your blood cover her home, cover her property. Bless her going out and her coming in. In the name of Jesus, Lord, don't let her fret. Don't let her worry, hallelujah, but let her lean on the everlasting arms of God. Oh, God, you said that you are a rewarder to those that diligently seek you. Hallelujah. We're asking you to reward this woman of God. Hey, God, not just for the works that she do. Oh, God, but for the she have in you, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we asking you to bless every listener today, God. Ah, God, we asking you, Lord God, to stir them up. Stir up their pure mind by the way of remembrance. Let them remember what you've done for them. Let them remember where you brought them from. Let them remember, Lord God, when they were in a horrible pit, how you reached down. You reached so far down when folks counted them out and thought they had never come off of crack cocaine, when folks thought they had never come off of heroin. Hallelujah, when folks thought they'd never stop prostituting. When folks thought they'd never put down the alcohol. Hallelujah, never put down the cigarettes. Never put down the fornicating and whoremongering. Oh, God, but one day you saw us as we would become. You saw us in our future, God. Hallelujah, when you wretched way down in the pits of the gutter. You pulled us up out the muck and the mire. Hallelujah. You set us on a place. You set us on a solid foundation. You cleaned us up. You gave us a new name. Hallelujah. Now we are called children of the King. We are royal priesthood. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Oh, God, you did it. Nobody could do it but you. Hallelujah. When mama would try to rebuke us, when mama would try to correct us and chasten us, we still were stiff-necked. We were still hard-headed. We didn't want to listen to mama. Ah, God, I bless you. But even when we were in our mess, God, you had mercy upon us. Your rod of correction, it drew us back in, God. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for when we would do good, evil was always present. Oh, God, but we thank you because one day you decided to fill us up with this precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And we've been running for our lives ever since. Oh, God, we bless you today. We give you the glory and the honor that you're so deserving of. For if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, we don't know where we would be. Hallelujah. When tests and trials and tribulations came, we didn't know which way to turn. Oh, God, but we went in our secret closet and we fell on our faces and we began to cry. We begin to have a little talk with you, Jesus, and we begin to pour out our spirit, pour out what's in our heart. Oh, God, because sometimes people don't understand what you're going through. Oh, but God, you know all things. Oh, God, we thank you. When we're driving the freeway, hallelujah, and you allow us to miss an accident. Oh, God, I thank you today, God. Oh, I can remember driving from Atlanta to New Orleans. I was midway in between Montgomery in a big old deer. I hit it smack dab in the middle, God, and the deer could have come through the windshield. I had my four grandchildren and my niece, and my mother was in the SUV. Oh, but God, you spared our lives. Oh, God, I bless you. Been robbed at an ATM. Hallelujah. Been carjacked in Compton. Oh, God, but you spared my life. And for that, we say thank you. For that, we say thank you, God. You are great, God. Oh, we're stirring up our minds today. We remembering what the Lord have already done. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to bless Sister Millie. This is her last day on her job. Been there 26 or 27 years. Hallelujah. Company's downsizing. Let her go. Hallelujah. She said, I've been commuting for 2 hours. For 26 or 27 27 years. Lord, I'm asking you to touch Sister Millie. I believe she's already left the day. This was her last day. Oh, but God, you said you'll never forget our labors of love. So I bring Sister Millie before you this morning, this afternoon, rather. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to provide for her. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to remember the sacrifices that she made for 26 or 27 years, driving and commuting to work 2 hours in Atlanta, Georgia. Ah, she lives in Conyers, Georgia. Oh, God, you said you'll never forsake us. You said when our mother and our father forsake us, you would take us up. Oh, I just feel like praying today. Hey, yeah, no more shaya. Ah, and I'm going to let y'all come on. Hey, God want us to remember what he's already done. He said, forget not, hallelujah, my benefits. Don't you ever forget it was God that brought you out. Don't you ever forget, because you've been elevated, because you've been promoted. You don't owe God anything. Oh, the devil is a lie. I'm here to tell you today, hey, glory to God, we don't want the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar. I bind that spirit of Nebuchadnezzar today. I bind that spirit to think you walking in your own strength. I bind that spirit today to think you walking in your own might. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, that's my testimony today. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, oh, I'm testifying. I done already opened up with prayer. I'm going to open up with a testimony today. Hallelujah, because the Bible said, thy testimonies in Psalms, thy testimonies are sure. Thy testimonies are sure. Ooh, Lord Jesus, I didn't know how you was going to take. Hey, God, we supposed to be on protect your anointed, and that's the way you're going to protect it today. You're going to cry out to the Lord. You're going to tell him all about your troubles. God, you're going to remember from whence you come. You're going to remember it was the Lord that brought you out. You haven't done anything good. You haven't done anything great. Hallelujah. The Bible say all of our righteousness, Sister Ruby, is as filthy rags. So let me testify. We're going to testify today. Ah, God, I know God has done something good for you. Hallelujah. If he haven't done anything wonderful for you today, remember what he's already done. Oh, I bless him. Hallelujah. My cousin come on the line. He know a little bit about my story. Sister Ruby done been with me a little while. She know a little bit about my story because we converse with one another. We communicate. We talk with one another. But let me tell you, hallelujah, I had an experience on Saturday. Many of you have heard that my sister's in prison. Oh, God, and it hurt me so bad to see her Saturday. Hallelujah. I just want to break down and just boo-hoo and cry. Oh, but the Lord allowed me to keep my composure. Hallelujah. But I had never saw my sister, what I saw on her face and what I felt in her spirit, I did not like it. Oh, but 20 years telling her about God going to bring her out. Every year telling her this is her year. I know I may have sounded like a lying prophetess. Hallelujah. Promising my sister that this is her year. Oh, but guess what, people? Time is not in our hands. Time is not on our side. Time belongs to God, our creator. Oh, but I'm going back in my mind. I'm thanking God for a sound mind today. Hey, glory. Some people might not think my mind is sound. Oh, but I know it's sound because I still give glory. I still give the honor. I still give all my praises to God Almighty. I recognize that I'm frail, fragile. I recognize that I'm a wretch undone. Oh, but when Jesus came on the scene, hallelujah, he gave me life and that more abundantly. me. Hey, glory to God. And as I'm here, hallelujah, for these next 2 days, helping assist my baby girl, my baby granddaughter, just turned 18 in May. I raised four of my grandchildren after my daughter was murdered. I thought life was over for me. I didn't even want to live. Oh, but you all heard me. I said, God numbed me. He had me in a state of numbness. For 14 years, I've been numb. Oh, but this year, the Lord told me, I'm going to release you. I'm releasing that numbness because I feel like you're able to handle it better. I believe now that your mind is stayed on me. I believe now that you can do the work that I've called you to do, but you could not raise these children, my four grandchildren and my niece, hallelujah, single-handedly without a male in the house. Oh, God, I bless you today. He told me, God told me, Sister Ruby, he said, I'm going to release you because now you understand me a little better. You better. You spent some quality time with me. Hey, man, you have learned how to trust me more. And now I'm going to unnumb you because I have a work for you to do. I have a work for you to do. And I couldn't understand it. When the Lord began to tell me this, I began to cry. And I began to say, thank you, Lord. I know I couldn't have made it without the Lord. I know I couldn't have survived without the Lord. But I thank him for the Holy Ghost today because it's dwelling in the inside. I thank him. I'm not saying I've never had any more moments where I thought about suicide. I can't tell that lie because I would be lying. Many days after the children went to sleep and everybody was out, I would be up and I'd be crying, thinking about my daughter, thinking about my loss, thinking about the circumstances, thinking about how I'm going to raise these kids. Oh, but God would come to me, and he would comfort me, and he would get me through that night. He would get me through that morning and that night grief. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy is going to come in the morning. And as I'm here in Fresno getting Rayel situated, I begin to cry out and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I have one more left, a 16 and a half year old boy. Four girls, they all have graduated. No mama drama, baby mama drama. Not on my watch. What you saying? You trying to boast? Yeah, I'm boasting in the God of my salvation. I'm boasting in what God has given me charge over. When God give you charge over something, then you have to be diligent. You have to be faithful. You have to be loyal to God. Remember, you're working for God. You're not working for man. Hallelujah. So as I'm here, I begin to thank God for Rayel. Thank God she's the last girl. And I say, Lord, if you could just allow me to live to see Nino graduate. He's the only boy. I feel like my work has been done. Oh, God, and then I'll be able to run a little more for you, Jesus. I'll be able to accomplish some of the things that you have put in my spirit to do for the kingdom. Oh, I'm about kingdom. I'm so loud. I don't care who slander my name. I don't care who talk about me. I don't care who put me down. My eyes is on the prize. And that prize is King Jesus. Jesus. I'm working out my own soul salvation because I got to stand before God for myself. I have to stand before God for myself. Oh, but you say how some people look back and they say, how you made it over? Well, if I wasn't rooted, if I wasn't grounded, if I didn't stay connected to the vine, I would have been lost. I would have killed myself. Hallelujah. May have been like some of the parents on the news. Kill myself and then killed all my grandchildren. Oh, but God is so gracious. He's so merciful. He'll never forget you. He'll give you strength. He said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Oh, I bless him today. And I'm going to give each and every one of you that call in today an opportunity to talk about God's goodness in your life. We know he put food on your table. We know he's made ways out of no ways. Oh, but when you didn't have nowhere to look to, when you didn't have nowhere to look to, God, you had to look to Jesus. Early part of this year, I needed another call. Hallelujah. And I'm testifying today because it's God that does it. Hey, glory. And I said, Lord, how am I going to get through this? But the Lord told me, he said, you go out here. And I said, Lord, I know I didn't have any funds for a down payment or nothing, but I trusted God. And I said, Lord, where? And God told me where to go. And I told the Lord, I said, now I can remember Prophetess Harrison was renewing our vows. I'll never forget that day. And I told the Lord, I said, you can talk back to God. And I say, Lord, I have to go to this engagement. Hey, glory. And I said, I don't want to be out here. So I'm going to go to two dealerships. Hallelujah. The second dealership, God had a call for me. Hey, but 2 weeks later, they said I didn't have enough income to qualify to meet the criteria for credit approval. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord put someone on my mind, and he said, call him. God had already talked to him about me, and he said, call him. Hallelujah. Went out there. Hey, glory, don't tell me God won't come to your rescue. You can't work for God, and he won't reward you. And went out there and got the call, paid for it, didn't owe a dime to him. I don't know. No interest, no nothing. Gotta do that for you. So my Uncle Winston told me, he said, Adrian, if you ever get discouraged, if you ever think that God ain't blessing you, he said, look out there in the street, look out there when you get in that car. Think about how God overtook you. That's what he says. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about no hoopty. I'm talking about a Mercedes Benz. I gotta give you the best for less. He will reward you. He will elevate you. He will promote you. See, folks want to promote you, and they want to elevate you. God, and when they get angry with you, they're ready to put you down. They're ready to throw you in the lion's den. They want to put you in the fiery furnace. Oh, but God said not so. Not so, baby. I want to encourage you today. I just felt like giving God some glory today. I didn't have a scheduled speaker today. You all get quality speakers every day on this line. But the Lord said, Hallelujah. Open it up. And let them talk about my goodness. Let them give me some glory today. Everybody get glory every day. You know, we thank God for this one and thank God for that. What about thanking God for Jesus? What about thanking God for who he is? Hallelujah. What about thanking him for just waking you up this morning? Do you know somebody didn't wake up this morning? Do you know somebody, hallelujah, didn't cross over into 2013? You read on Facebook every day about mothers and fathers molesting and murdering and killing their whole family. Hallelujah. Putting 2 and 3 year olds in harm's way, doing unspeakable, damnable things to these children. Oh, but I thank God, because his eyes is on the righteous. His eyes is on the righteous, and he know them that are his. Amen, amen. So I just want to let you all know today, hallelujah, I'm going to read. I got to read a scripture over you. Because I didn't take you to any scripture. I got to read a scripture. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read Psalm 124. 124, it says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, now may New Destiny Ministry say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, we wouldn't even be on this Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Jesus, then they had swallowed us up quicker. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. God won't let nobody overwhelm you. The floods won't take you out. Katrina didn't take my mother out. Oh, glory, because God was with her. God had mercy on her and all of my siblings. Hallelujah. I give God glory for it. He said the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, David said, who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. And we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I just want to give God glory because it's God that has kept me. I haven't kept myself and neither none of you. I give God the glory. I make no apologies for what God has done in my life. I make no apologies for where he has brought me from. He took me out the streets of New Orleans. One day I'll give that testimony in some of its entirety. You can't hear the whole thing. Hallelujah, because guess what? This thing wasn't done in a day. Amen, amen. So we bless the Lord, and we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up the lines. And if any of you, if you're not shy, if you're not ashamed, to tell what God has done, then you're welcome to do so. That's not, you know, folks getting all in my business. Well, once your business become public, it ain't no more your business. It's out in the street then. Hallelujah. Jesus said this thing wasn't done in a corner anyway. So if you don't have nothing to be ashamed of, if you're proud of who you are and what God has done for you, stand on the rooftop and shout it. I'll stand on the rooftop and tell them I've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I'll tell it everywhere I go. Hallelujah. That ain't no business. Hallelujah. That's glory and honor. God is receiving glory and honor for those that are calling on his name, those that he's filling up with the precious gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You better watch God today. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. I don't know who's on.
God bless you, Evangelist. We have Prophet today on. Your line is open, Prophet. I'm going to go to you first.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that me?
Prophet David.
God bless you. How is everyone today? I must admit the woman of God is under a mighty anointing today. The woman of God is under a mighty anointing today to give glory to Jesus, to give glory to God. And believe me, saints of God, I encourage you that our focus has to stay on Jesus. Our focus has to stay on Jesus. If we shift our focus from Jesus, then truly we're a ship without a sail.
Ah,
glory. Hey, glory to God. It's so easy, saints of God, to get our eyes off Jesus. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let's stay focused on him. Let's give him glory, because truly all glory and honor is due unto his name and his alone. He is the one who went to the cross. He is the one that suffered and bled and died for us. He is the one that took the beating at the whipping post with 39 stripes on his back. He is the one that they plucked out his beard. He is the one that they spit in his face. He is the one that they beat until he was unrecognizable. He is the one, glory to God, that hung there on the cross from the 6th to the 9th hour. He was the one that was buried in a borrowed tomb. He is the one that prophesied over his own life that he would give himself over to evil men and they would do to him as they please. But then he said, on the third day, I'll get up again. Glory to God. So let me just encourage you. If you need to get up again, Jesus will help you to get up again.
Come on, man.
Glory to God. Jesus will help you to get up again, because he was not down, but he said, I will get up in 3 days. Glory to God. If you've been knocked down, don't worry about it. Just get up again. Glory to God. Jesus was knocked down by evil men, but the Father had Jesus in his hand, and Jesus has us in his hand. And if you got knocked down, just go ahead and get up again.
Come on now, get up again.
Get up again. Don't wallow in that thing. Just get up again and keep going forward. And remember remember not the things of the past. Don't remember ye the former things, neither consider the things of old. But press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, because God is truly worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. God don't get no glory when we waddle in mistakes, but he gets the glory when you get up and said, I can
do
all things in Christ that strengtheneth me. I heard the evangelist say, let the weak say that I'm strong. We all get weak sometime.
Come on now.
But to God be the glory, we can say that I'm strong in the power of his might. So, saints of God, there are going to be attacks. There are going to be battles that come our way.
Come on, come
on. But we praise God because we yet have the victory in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God. So I give testimony that God did save me. He turned me around. He set my feet on solid ground. He set my eyes upon him, and no matter what happens in my life, he's still the author and the finisher of my faith. Glory to God. He said the work that he begun, he will complete it until the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints of God, let me tell you something. If you have a struggle, if you have a problem, if you have a difficulty, if you have adversity, if there's difficulty and trouble and circumstances and situations that are coming in your life, fear not, for the Lord is with you. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, and all will be well. He will speak to the storms in your life, and he will say, peace, be still. My God from heaven. I thank God and praise him that I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a mighty burning fire. And yes, I do speak in other tongues. Glory to God. And I've been baptized in Jesus' name. And I will run on with the Lord Jesus to see what the end is going to be. Saints of God, don't look at where you are right now, but run on to see what the end is going to be. We haven't finished our race yet. We haven't finished our course, but run on and see what the end is going to be in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's a blessing.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't mean to preach, but I
go ahead and preach.
I just felt compelled by the Lord to share those encouraging words that truly, saints of God, there are going to be times when battles come.
But
don't get overwhelmed with those things. Just keep doing what Evangelist said today. The Lord had her to say, just give God glory. There are sometimes when you just got to stop and just give God the glory, no matter what is going on, no matter what happens, give him the glory, because truly God is in control.
Hallelujah.
He's in control.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to talk too much. I just want to encourage somebody. I don't care what you're battling with. Don't look at the devil. Look at Jesus. Don't say what the devil is doing. Look at Jesus and say what Jesus is doing. If it came your way, God allowed it to come. But give God the glory for everything.
Glory to God. He's worthy.
Just remember, saints, he's alone is worthy of the praise. And sometimes don't complain about the problem. Just start thanking Jesus.
Thanking him. Yes,
just start
Lord.
Thanking Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo, that's a word.
God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Prophet Davis, let me say this, Sister Ruby. You know, Prophet Davis, we didn't have a scheduled speaker today, and just conversing with Sister Ruby, I said, and Sister Ruby said, well, we can do some testimony.
Yes.
And then I was sitting here just trying to get ready for this broadcast.
Yes.
And the Lord said, you know, we give everybody glory but God. I thank God for the man of God. I thank him for the bishop. I thank him for the apostles and all everything. But you know what? All glory today go to God.
Yes.
It don't
yes.
go to no
yes.
man. It goes to God. Because
yes.
God is not... What I'm looking at also is the houses of worship where we go. We go there where our souls can be revived.
Mm.
We go there where we can be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And if the word find you, then guess what? That's the time for you to go to God. Do you know what we're doing?
Yes.
Do you
yes.
think God is silly?
Yes.
Do we think God is somewhere sitting in the corner asleep? He sees everything.
Yes,
if
that's
Satan
right.
is going
right.
to and fro, seeking whom he made the vow, what do you think the Lord is doing? The Lord is examining you every day. He said, my mercies are renewed every morning. God is renewing his mercy on you. If you are alive today, and we'll murmur and we'll complain.
Yes.
Nobody want to be like Prophet said. Nobody want to go through. Nobody want to be in the storm. We want the sun to shine every day.
Yes.
But if the storm, if the rain never come, then we wouldn't have nothing productive to look forward to. We wouldn't have vegetables. We wouldn't have the natural nutrients that we need to preserve this body. So we got to experience some of these things. But I tell you, as the prophet said, today I didn't want to give man no glory.
That's right,
no
that's right.
names was called. It was God that brought me through. Yes, I've had some help and some assistance, because we all need somebody. But you better know, even that stranger. Let me tell y'all this. I read a story yesterday where a Bishop Patterson had on his status report about this pastor that was being appointed. It's a true story, that was being appointed to pastor like a 10,000 member congregation, and he the Sunday that he was supposed to be introduced to the congregation, he came in as a bum, as a homeless bum, dressed in dirty clothes, hair and everything. Now the congregation, it's a true story, the congregation didn't have no idea who he was, how he looked, or nothing. But he went into that church, Prophet Davis, and the people shunned him. He went to try to sit close to the front of the church, and they told him, the ushers told him, sit at the back. Hey, he greeted some of the ushers, and the ushers wouldn't even say hello to him. Didn't snubbed up their nose and looked down on the man. And then he said only 3 people out of 8,000, over 8,000 men, only 3 of them said hello to him. An insult. That's why the Bible said, be careful how you entertain strangers. And anyway, after the deacons, they were already privy to what he was going to do. The deacons got up and then they began to say, we want to introduce our new pastor. And they asked the pastor to stand. And everybody was looking to see where he was coming from, where he coming off the pulpit or where. This was the bum that they had put all the way at the back of the church. And the bum stood up. Hallelujah. And he walked to the front of the church. And he says, "Is there any Christians in here?" He said, only 3 of them said hello to me. Hallelujah. He said, we got to get our lives together. Hey, church is dismissed. I'll see you next Sunday.
Oh, my God, glory my God. God. Boy, that's powerful.
True story.
That's a
so
powerful
message. We got to be careful on how we walk. We got to be careful and know that we owe all glory to God. Give God some glory. Mm-hmm. If he haven't done nothing for you lately, remember what he's already done. He has established you in the earth, and God take care of his own. Woo! You could have went on and finished preaching. That was the word. I thought about that while you were talking.
That's the Holy Spirit of God, and I'm humbled just by hearing that word. I'm really humbled by hearing that word. And this is something that just kind of dropped in my spirit. And this is for all of us, really. It's 1 John 1:8-9. Mm-hmm. And it says here, if we say that we have no sin, and this is what the pastor did. Yeah, this is what the pastor of that church did. See, he wanted to bring sin out in another way. It was the sin, not of omission, but of commission, see. So we have sins that we don't really know that we're doing, and it's in the mistreatment of people. And but the Bible says here that if you've done it to the least of them, you've done it unto me. So it says here, if we say that we have no sin, see, who of us can say that we have no sin? See,
none.
And then it says we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
It's not in us.
So if a person walk around and say, well, I don't have no sin, well, see, the Bible is saying, well, yes, you do.
Hey!
see, you can't walk around thinking that you're something that you're not, and that's pride. Mm. So, see, all of us, the Bible said all of our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Mm-hmm.
So we all in the same category regarding that, because what it really says about us is that we need Jesus.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. No man can say that they have no sin. If they say they have no sin, then they deceive themselves. See, so what Jesus is making clear is that, well, we all need him.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one that can take away the sin.
You
can't take it away from yourself. You were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and yes, you got born again, but you didn't get rid of all the sin. The only one who can remove sin is only one, and his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
And that's why you got to continue to go to him, because he don't take it all away at one time.
Come on.
Yes,
and he
Lord.
Does that for a reason. So your dependency will be completely on the one we're honoring today, Jesus Christ. He makes sure that you're dependent on him because he don't remove it all even in this lifetime. Let me say it again. He doesn't remove it all in this lifetime. He leaves some things so that you can continue to go to him for issues that are going to come in your life.
My God.
He leaves some things on purpose so that you will be dependent on him. My God from heaven. So those struggles are for a reason. They're so that you can go to Jesus, the one we're honoring today, and be dependent on him. Those people probably thought they were so sanctified and so saved, and then the pastor came in and they put their nose in the air and said, I don't want to have nothing to do with this person.
That's right.
But little did they know.
He was
little did they know. This is the person that was going to teach them and was sent by God to be over them.
Lord Jesus.
Good God from heaven. And then verse 9 says this. Now, God will fix the sin problem, but there's a responsibility we have. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So he's simply saying, look, there's something there. There's some sin there. There's some trouble there. There's some difficulty there. But look, if you confess it, then I'll clean it up for you. You can't say that you're okay when you're not okay. He's looking for you to simply do one thing, just like the pastor. Everybody should have ran down to the altar.
My God.
And they should have confessed, Pastor, we are wrong. We have sinned. But we don't want to confess that we sin because we want to make it look like we good in the sight of people.
Hey,
and we're not.
Say that again.
We want to make it look like we're good and upright in the sight of
people.
And
right.
We're not.
Oh,
and we're
God.
Not. We're not. Yeah. You know, the key is the key really is to confess it. And then when you confess it, then God will have mercy. Like she talked about, the grace of God is there for you every day. New mercies every morning.
Yes.
But there's a responsibility that we have, and we need to confess the things that we have done so that we can be healed, delivered, and set free so that we can move forward in God. Glory to God, because Jesus is the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the one that comes to set us free. That's his responsibility to do that. Our responsibility is to say, God, I got a problem.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Oh, help me today. Help me. I remember when I was going to church as a 14-year-old boy, and I would remember the saints would be simply at the altar on their knees praying, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help, help me.
Oh, glory.
Help, 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 help me. Help me, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord.
My God.
Help me. Oh, help me, Lord. If you don't help me, I can't get no help. So, my God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got to stop trying to be so intelligent and just get back to the old path.
Come on,
and just begin to cry out to the Lord because he's there to help us. We're honoring the Lord, but he's the only one who can help us. I can't help you. Evangelist Bernard can't help you. Only Jesus can help you because he's the only one who can take away sin. Nobody else can do it. No one. No counseling.
No
prayer. All you got to do is cry out to him for help.
Gotta do it for help.
And he will help you. That's his covenant. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Thank you, Jesus. So I testify today that Jesus is an ever-present help.
ever present
in a time of trouble.
Yes, yes, yes.
Saints, he will help you. That's his covenant. That's his promise. That's his word. He said, I will help thee.
Mm.
And he cannot lie.
Mm.
If it's you, there are things that are designed in this walk with Christ that you just cannot do without him.
Ah.
There are things that are designed, and he will allow circumstances to come your way for one purpose, that he will get the glory and honor out of your life, but he wants you to fall on your face and just say, Jesus, help me. You don't have to have eloquent words. You don't have to know scripture. All you got to do is say, Jesus, help me.
Help
and
me,
he will help you. Whatever it is, whatever the circumstance is, whatever the situation is, he's there to help you. My God.
Lord, I bless you today, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just testifying that Jesus is the Savior. He is my Savior.
Come on.
When you need something from him, like Evangelist Bernard testified, she needed a car. God came through for her to bless her with her need in the time of her trouble.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know what need you have right now, but I know that if you're still alive on this earth, you have some kind of need.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus is the need meter. He'll meet your needs. He'll fix your problem. He'll restore your life. He'll restore the Holy Spirit. He'll restore the oil. He'll restore the joy. He'll fix you when you're broken. He'll heal you when you're sick. He'll save you if you're a sinner. He'll fix your problems because he's the fixer. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He'll clean your walk up. He'll clean up your steps. He'll clean up your life. He is clean. He's Mr. Clean. He's the clean man. His name is Jesus. There's no sin in him, but there's sin in us. And we need him. We need his help. And that's why you just call on him and say, Jesus, help me. And he will help you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Saints of God, I know some of us came up in churches that are Methodist, Presbyterian, and they didn't get too loud, and they were really dignified folk, and they really talked really soft.
Yes.
But even if you came up in that kind of church, and that's okay. I'm not judging. That's okay.
That's
the only thing I'm saying is this. No matter what background you came from in Christianity, Jesus is still the same. If you say it softly, Jesus, help me. If you cry, Jesus,
glory.
If you don't talk at all, he still knows what's in your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
But all you got to do is say help, because I just sense that there are some people that really need help. And I know you come on the line for us to give you prophetic words and for us to pray for you. But there are some times that you got to go to him for yourself.
Go for yourself, that's it.
I'm just being honest with you.
All right.
I'm just being honest with you, because we're talking about the only one who can help all of us. Even as preachers, when we go through what we go through, who do you think we go to? We go to Jesus.
Go to Jesus.
The only one who we know can help us. We go to Jesus because we have problems and situations and circumstances that we can't tell nobody. But we go to the only one who can fix us.
Lord. Amen. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes the burden gets so heavy, we can't call you guys and say, pray for me. We got to get on our face and say, Jesus, help me.
Help me, Lord.
Glory to God.
Mm.
So I just want to encourage somebody out there, and I know you're dealing with things and you're battling things, but let me encourage you that Jesus will fix it for you.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Is Minister Aaron on the line? And glory. Jesus, that was good.
Oh, praise
is
the Lord.
Is Minister Aaron on the line?
No, he's not on as of yet. I'm going to go to Sister T. Sister T, your line is open.
Oh, God bless you guys. I love you guys so much. I just want to just thank the Lord for my life. This song just been ringing in my ear from Smokey Norfolk. I thank God for my life. Time when I lived in Stockton maybe a year or so ago where I was battling for my life. You know, I thank God that he brought me through such a terrible time. But I learned so much from it. I learned so much from the pain that I endured. You know, I have no problem telling my testimony, how God brought me off the street, you know, from homelessness, from being abandoned from my husband, all the things that happened to me and losing my dad and rape and you name it, it's happened. But I thank God for the strength that he placed in me. And all I can do is say, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for my life. I thank you for my life. I thank you that you didn't no harm or danger. I thank you that he didn't allow me to be on drugs or just be all messed up. I thank you that I didn't lose my mind or go to a crazy house. I thank God for my life. I thank God. And I just keep hearing that song ring. Every time I feel down, I just hear Smokey Norfolk singing, I thank you, Lord,
for
my life.
Yes,
I might not have a dime in my pocket, but I trust the Lord with everything I have. I trust him. I thank God for this ministry. Ever since this beautiful lady came in my life, things have started changing for me, and I know that was God. It was the God in her that I seen. And I thank God. That's why I come on this broadcast, because I love the Lord, and I love the people of God.
Yes,
I love the people of God, and I just thank God for my life. That is my testimony. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Beautiful testimony. Yeah, thank God for your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you.
Hey, God bless you. Tammy, you on?
Oh, God bless you. Yeah, just
thank you, Lord,
for listening and giving thanks and asking you guys to continue to lift me up in prayer and lift everything up in prayer. You know, also with this upcoming supposedly government shutdown, that's gonna affect a lot of people. So just asking God for favor because I'm a contractor. You know that my business is. So that'll, that'll kind of like put me in a bad situation. So I'm just believing God that they do come to terms and things do work itself out. You know, the enemy is busy. The enemy is busy. He's like, seemed like the door opened and he's, so I'm just asking God. I've been been meditating out today. And
God is good.
Yeah.
God is good. Sister Cammie?
Yes, I know.
Sister Cammie?
Yes, sir.
I want to encourage you to something. I see the direction you headed in, and we want to shift your course a little bit, if we can, in Jesus' name. I just want to shift your course and say, start calling those things that be not as though they were, sister.
Hey,
don't say the government is shutting down. Say my contracts are on their way to me. And I got a pen in my hand. And I'm assigned the contract in Jesus' name. Don't repeat what they say because they are not God. And God has the final say so. Not man. Glory to God. Man, I remember the prophet Isaiah said, whose report will you believe?
Will you believe?
We believe the report of the Lord.
The Lord.
Yes. So, sister, let me just encourage you. Please don't repeat what the man have said. But if you say what God have said, then that thing shall surely come to pass.
Yes.
Now, God turned your home around, glory to God, where the man was not going to give it to you, and then God turned that around because I was a witness to it. Now, if he turned the home around, he going to turn the business around. God don't start something and don't complete it. We don't have that kind of God.
Come on now.
God, we don't serve a wishy-washy God.
Yeah.
We don't serve a God that does something one time. time and then don't do it another. If he did it before, he'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
Ha! Glory to God.
Thank you,
woo! Thank you, Jesus. And let me just pray for you right quick. I bind the demon of doubt. I bind the demon of fear. I bind the demon of unbelief. I bind them in Jesus' name. And I cast them out, and I command them to go in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I release her to speak life. Yes, thank you, Lord, for that one. Spirit of depression. Spirit of depression, I speak to you in Jesus' name that you will loose this woman and you will let her go. You will take your hands off her. This is the Lord's property. And in the name of Jesus, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
It's going to get better.
My God.
Turn around.
Yes.
I hear the Lord saying, turn around for you, Sister Tammy.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you at right now, just turn around three times.
See. That's it. That's it.
And cry, Jesus. Turn around right where you are in your house. Turn around three times and shout, Jesus. Turn around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
I stand in agreement with Prophet Davis on that. Hallelujah.
Stand
to it. Every day you command. A contract. Command some telephone calls to come in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. God said we'll have whatever we so say. Whatever we speak out of our mouths, we'll have it in Jesus' name. That's what the enemy does. Prophet Davis, he want to put fear in us. That's why the Bible says men hearts are failing them for fear, but God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I felt that. That's for everybody on the line. Turn around. Hallelujah. If you can trust God, if you can stay faithful, if you remain faithful to God, God will be faithful to you. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. But you got to remain faithful. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil say. He don't have no authority.
God has the final say over our lives.
Everything that we do is in God's hands.
Hallelujah.
That's what's happening. Hallelujah. He want to put fear in us. I want us to press and cast down in our spirit. How are we going to be a blessing to somebody else if we always cast down? How are we going to tell somebody else how good God is if we crying a sad song? We singing a sad song every day. He said, a new song. I'm going to give you a new song. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to look to, a new song and a new day. It's a fresh wind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostolic wind.
My God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn around for the sake of God.
Turn around.
Turn around for those that pay their tithes. Turn around for those that give a sacrificial offering. Turn around for those that make sacrifices and go out into the hedges in the highway. Turn around for those that's preaching the teaching of God. Turn around for those that are living righteously. Turn around, Lord God, for those that are not ashamed of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Turn around, Sister Ruby. Thank you.
We're going to. You know, I'm just confused. Wait a minute. Oh, Lord. We're going to Liberal Democrat. Your line is open. Testimony.
Amen.
We shout the victory.
Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus.
Come on now.
And all he done for me. Amen. Hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise God for saving me. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
And his righteousness.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame. Hallelujah. but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
on Christ,
name.
The solid rock I stand.
I stand.
All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah.
Sand.
Amen. I thank you, praise God. Amen to God for a test to just
well,
testify. Cause, amen.
Yeah.
Y'all got it churchy up in here right about now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and
amen, amen, amen. I thank you, praise God for church. Amen. We can be
yes.
everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you, praise God. Amen. When he said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, because, amen, I've been keeping like a little journal. Amen. Because God been getting me out some stuff over the years, and I've been like keeping a little journal. They, you know, those testimonies that you don't say out loud all the time, some of those
right,
kind of things.
Right. Come on.
I got them in a little book. So when I get into a bind, I open up my little journal, amen, online, you know, because I got it saved in like a blog or whatever. I can just, wherever I'm at, wherever city I'm in, I can remind myself of stuff that God got me out of, you know. Maybe that'll help somebody
unspoken
else. Unspoken
requests, they call them.
Amen. Exactly.
In the
amen.
Church. And those that have an unspoken prayer request. All right.
I got them written down like a book of remembrance almost, like in a journal or like a blog online, like,
wow,
mess that God
wild.
Got me out of and stuff like that.
Yes.
Sometimes getting his permissive will, sometimes just whatever. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
just sometimes whether it's bills or whether it's a situation. But, you know, every time I get in a situation, I just go back into my blog and I say, like, well, Lord, you got me out of this before, whether it's a
come
bill
on.
Or crisis. I look back, I said, like, in 2007 when I lost a lot of things or whatever, you know, and God gave it back to me, you know. So, like, when I
come
think
on.
Of the goodness of Jesus, I literally go back to my blog, you
yeah,
know.
I love
just
that.
That 2013 stuff, amen. But because I don't write it down
that's
because I've been
man,
replacing Mom. Stuff. I done lost a lot of journals and stuff like that, so I just save them online now. But when I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I'll just go back and read stuff that God got me out of,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of it, I'll be back in praise mode again, you know. So, amen.
That's
maybe
good.
That'll help somebody else that's listening, amen to God. Just write down
mm-hmm.
stuff that God got you out of. Literally think of the goodness of Jesus, amen, because, you know, stuff that you don't say out loud on this line or whatever, but
right.
you know mess God got you out of, amen to God. And if you're in another
mm-hmm.
situation, he did it before. It wouldn't be the first time he got you out of that. And that,
come
and
on,
I think, when I literally think about that, that's that. You know, when I get in bill situations or you know helps crisis or whatever, I just
mm-hmm.
go back into my blog and say, yo, Lord, we've been here before. You know,
hey,
I've been here before.
Jesus.
Amen. I might not say all of it out loud. I might not tell it all. Amen. But God, I've been here before, and you done got me out of some stuff before. So,
mm-hmm.
amen. Maybe that can encourage somebody, because that's my testimony. Amen. God, when I literally think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think back of what he done got me out of before,
come
it helps
come
me
on.
Today. You know, so amen. Play my strength in the Lord, amen to God, that, you know, I can continue, amen to God, to be praising him, amen, for the stuff that he's doing now, amen, and the stuff that he's going to do. Pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
My
Doc,
God.
You almost ready, Doc. I'm telling you, I can hear it in your voice, man. You almost ready, Doc.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I think by faith you're ready, man. You know, you got some good testimony that God have given you, and it's almost like you're ready to share with God's people because you're honest.
My Lord.
You're willing to confess your faults and your difficulties and your struggles, and that's what God is looking for today, people who are transparent.
My Lord.
Uh-huh. People that don't put up a front like they all that when they not.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the truth. Everybody, like the Bible, God had me to read in the Bible, we all got struggles.
Everybody, amen.
Nobody
on,
is different from the other one because
on,
all
Ghost.
Of us are in the same boat. We all got struggles. It's just the
we
ones who are willing
struggles.
To confess that thing.
My Lord. That's right.
Jesus.
Ah,
that's
hallelujah.
True.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the only difference.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're
that's
willing
right.
to confess your fault.
Come on now.
My Lord.
A lot of
my
pastors,
Lord.
A lot of pastors years ago, in the days of old, you didn't think them guys had no sin.
Come
my
on.
Lord.
You didn't think they did nothing wrong.
Mm.
But then
my
we
Lord.
Find out they did.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
So this is why I said, brother, by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, that,
Lord,
brother, you are ready. You are ready to begin to share with God's people. You are ready to begin to teach and to share what God have done
mm-hmm.
for you. The greatest
mm-hmm.
testimony is your testimony.
My Lord.
What
Hallelujah.
God has done for you. And if he did it for you, you can encourage other people that he will do it for them.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Good
hallelujah.
God from glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good God
from hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank bless
you,
your name, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
I receive that,
thank
Holy
you,
Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. We're going
be
to
transparent.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo! Triumphant Thursday today.
Hey, we're going to Evangelist Dars. Your line is open.
I feel the anointing, I'm telling you.
And glory, yeah, God is here.
Evangelist Dars.
Glory to God. Yes, ma'am. I am.
Your line is open. Go forth with testimony, praise,
yes.
Whichever way the Lord leads you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am so blessed just listening to everyone. And I just want to say to Sister Tammy that God, he's a God that has a plan. He wants to see how obedient and how faithful you are to him. There is nothing you will go through that he cannot change in an instant.
Yes.
We just got to stay focused. We got to stay trusting him because the test will come. He never promised us that we will not suffer. We will not go through trial. But it's to be, he will bring us out if we believe. And we got to stay in his word. And I love the other testimony the other man was giving just now, just inspirational. I refuse to lose because I know who I am. I am not concerned about the things of this world. I just stay focused, and I know he has a greater plan for my life. And everything I'm going through, believe me, it's been plenty. But I don't dwell
on
them because my problem is not mine. I have
yes,
already sir. Deposited it all at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
I'm not concerned about it. I'm totally at peace. I'm so at peace. Nothing can move me. Nothing.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
thank
I just
you,
encourage
Jesus.
Her to stay focused in the Lord and just let him worry about all your issues. Don't worry about it. It's too much trouble to worry about all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
He can bring you out. And yes.
Sister Don, how many beauty salons do you have?
Doris.
Doris, I'm sorry.
I used to have two. And I had to close one, and I still have one.
Yeah.
And it used to be 1,600 square foot. And
that's what
I
came to me. That's what came to me, another one. That's what came to me, another one. Yes, another one. I don't know where you're going to open this. I don't know what city. And I don't even know who you would entrust with this shop. But just begin to, in your mind and in your heart, believe that God is going to give you that second one, because everything starts with us believing it first and then receiving it second.
Yes.
God is not in the business of decreasing, but he's in the business of increasing and multiplication.
Amen.
The enemy is the one who steals, who kills, who destroys. God said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And this is what I hear the Lord saying. This shop is now going to be dedicated to him. You are going to have employees, and you are to seek out Christian people to be employees at this shop. This shop is going to give birth to one more, and that will be three. But you must follow his instructions. This shop is to be for the glory of God. Glory to God. You are to have Christian employees. Search them out, Christian employees. And then this second shop will give birth to the third.
Hallelujah.
God is not into demotion, but promotion.
Come on.
See, and if he allows you to take a step back, it's only to prepare you to be launched forward.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
To Jesus be the glory. Can you conceive
it? Yes.
Can you believe it?
Amen. Yes, I do.
Do you accept it?
Yes, in Jesus' name I do.
I know you're
hallelujah.
Shocked.
Hallelujah.
Look, wait, hold on. By the Holy Spirit, I can tell that you're shocked.
No, sir. No, I'm really not. No.
You know
no,
this by
shocked.
The Lord.
I know. I know what he can do. He's done so much. He's done so much for me. You. I own 5 homes. I only have 1 now. But I know he's a God of restoration.
That's it. That's it.
I'm not sure.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just obey the Lord, dear lady. Obey the Lord. And when the time comes, remember, only Christian employees. That's what he wants in that shop, that second one.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
There's no way that I know that except the Lord would reveal it to me. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, praise God for it. Hallelujah. Hey, turn around where you at, Sister Doris, and give God some praise, honey, because shout Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's already done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
Minister,
glory.
Minister Aaron.
That's a sign.
Praise the Lord. I felt that I was going to be next. And I forgot.
We called for you earlier. You wasn't on the line.
I forgot. I had got busy and got caught up, forgot. I said, oh my God, I forgot. But you know what? God is doing some powerful things for me. You know, I asked the Lord because today somebody, you know how they be sending those things to you that you can win so much money and all this and that. I'm just talking. God had and I didn't want to do that. The Lord did something for me that I never did. And I can win some big money. I don't know what is in his plan or not, but I know one thing: when it do come, when it do happen, I'm sending you a big soul. I'm gonna send you a big seed of some money.
All right, I received that.
And I know it's gonna happen. I feel it in my spirit because they keep sending me stuff, and I said, Lord, I'm tired. I said, now you got to be the one that has to open the doors for me, and I can walk in faith. And I went and did what the Lord told me to do earlier.
Come on.
And I said, Lord, I said, do a powerful miracle for me. So when I come up in here with them people at, then I know it's just for you got me set up. So I can sow a seed to my cousin's ministry.
Mm.
I said, because it's time for that.
Lord help
you. Know what I'm saying? So I'm saying I got on the tail end of this message, but I know one thing, God is moving.
Thank you,
Jesus.
All
I can say, God is moving.
Thank you,
whatever
Jesus.
Whatever you're asking him for, it's going to come to pass.
I receive it.
That's all I can say. It's going to come to pass.
Hallelujah.
That's all I can say right now. God is. I can't talk too much no more right there, but God has told me in my spirit that he's in the business moving things right now. The ones that are suffering and going through, he's bringing things now.
Yes.
Just
now.
The timing right
name,
now.
God.
Yes.
He's got to speak it and believe it, and it's going to come to pass.
I receive that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing else. Speak it and believe it, and it's going to come to pass.
I receive that.
That's all. Like Prophet Michael Davis was saying earlier, when I heard you, when you were dealing with, you can't listen to man.
Yes.
Man don't know nothing.
He don't
God is the answer of everything. You got to have faith of a size of a mustard seed and believe it. He knew the thoughts before. I was reading Jeremiah today. He said, God had me reading that because of my eyesight. Got back. Oh, God, he's so powerful. And God said, ain't nothing too hard for me. Ain't nothing too hard for him. You have to believe.
Anything too hard for the Lord. Amen.
Ain't nothing too hard. You got to walk by faith, not by sight. Got to believe it and trust in him. If he said it's going to come to pass, it's going to come to pass. So I'm walking in this little bit that he's going to bless me with, and I'm getting excited about it because I really believe this time something's going to happen for me.
Yeah.
And I'm about to ready. I got God got me already to sow seeds to different people. I can't talk about it, but I believe it.
Believe
get ready, prophet, because you might have a check at your house.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Jesus say the same.
Receive it, brother.
I have a check at your house.
Go, Moshata.
But I'm looking for God to move it.
Thank you. That's the Holy Ghost using. Keep
and
talking,
I'm prophesying on the paper right now. I'm prophesying.
Come on.
I'm believing it's going to happen. I got till Saturday. I'm going up there Saturday, and I'm going to claim it in the name of Jesus.
We stand in agreement with you.
I'm claiming it right now.
Yes.
Finance for the gospel.
I'm going in faith. if I got to go by myself.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Trust
in
God.
Jesus' name.
It's good to go along.
Knowing, they gave me a key and they've got knowing the key and everything.
Come on now.
Make it work to that car. Mess them up.
Yeah.
All right.
And they cut those fake keys out. Make it mess. Make, so let me win all the prize on that paper.
Turn it around.
I'm going to Hebrews chapter 11. That's my favorite scripture. Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Take the Bible.
Trusting in Him. I ain't worried about what nobody else says. I know what God said He's going to do for me, and I know it's coming to pass.
Come
trusting
on.
In Him.
Come
walking
on.
In it.
Then
I got one or two touching in the grin. Y'all agreeing with me? I know something
we
about that.
We agreeing with you.
Y'all some praying warriors. Oh, my God, Lord Jesus.
Lord God. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We got anybody else? Sister Ruby? All right, Aaron. We staying in agreement with you.
Amen.
God, don't do that thing.
Yeah, amen. Everybody, we have gotten a few dropped off.
Okay.
Yeah, dropped off. Left off for some reason. But we got everybody.
Amen. Well, Sister Ruby, go on and give your testimony.
Ah, it's a long time. It's years. But anyway, praise the Lord, everybody. We're so excited for the Lord to move on Prophet David's heart, to bring him back on the air with the family of God. Thank Christ moving. Prophet Davis to our line today. I just thank
you, Sister Ruby,
Lord.
You keep praying for me now.
Yeah,
your prayers is working. They
Lord,
working.
You
keep praying.
And you came on today because Evangelist Bernard said she didn't know whether you were coming on or not. And I'm praying. I say, Lord, I thank you because you're bringing Prophet Davis on here every day. Whatever you had planned, about the time this broadcast come on, he put you right on the line for his precious glorious feet.
Sister Ruby, I want you to pray this for me because there's another depth, and I'm saying this, you know, in my personal walk with Christ. There's another depth that I want to experience in the Lord.
All right.
There's another depth. There's another place. It's deeper, where there is actually none of me, and all of Him.
Lord Jesus.
And that's a place that I want to get into. That's a place I actually want to not just visit, but live there and remain there. Because if I don't live there, the price is too high. I don't want to pay it. I don't want to pay the price of not going into this door and then shutting the door behind me where I can't get out. That's where I want to live.
Amen.
That's where I have to live because I know the call and I know the requirement. And in order for me to fulfill the call, the requirement is 100% death to self. 100% death to self. I'm at about 95% right now. but the old folk used to say,
"Help me to get there, Jesus."
And
half
won't
do. You got to make 100.
That's it.
Hey, hallelujah,
glory.
Hey, I get excited about what Jesus is doing for His people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So anyway, we thank you, Prophet David. But I was just saying, I got so many testimonies. I say, Lord, I thank you for me being 71. I just made 71 in the natural phase of it. But I'm saying, you know, to be born again, it's been about 18 or 19 years that I did. But to really understand the work in the ministry of Jesus Christ, it go on forever because first you got to get milk. Then you got to keep going and go back and forth. But anyway, I just thank Jesus Christ because He's so awesome and kind and merciful to His people, even me. He's no respecter person. What He done for me, He can do for any y'all and every the man and women, children out there that I saved. His all souls are His. But I was talking to Evangelist Bernard today because she's up, you know, left like she said. And I didn't feel that good because I had sort of a doctor's appointment yesterday and procedures. But I know God is able, and he do all the healing. But I said to her, she called me, and I said, well, she said, we don't have a speaker. I said, well, what about having a few? Well, I asked her, we had testimony service one time, and I said, something came in my spirit. And I said, well, Evangelist Bernard, what about doing a Bible study from the book of Genesis for about 30 or 50 minutes, and then let God's people have testimony service, maybe once a month or whatever. Pray over it and see what the Lord leads. Because one thing about Evangelist Bernard, I've been with over going on 2 years here. She's going to pray, and I'm going to pray with her. So we know when the Lord says something, it's real. So I told her that today. She left. She said, well, oh, I'll see, because she's going to take it before the Lord before she put anything on this broadcast. So then she called me back because I didn't know whether she wanted to run the switchboard or me. So she said no for me to go on. And she didn't tell me what she was coming on with. But then she came, she prayed about it, and Jesus Christ said, well, okay, like she got on and she done the praying. And then she said, we're going to have testimony service to the Lord Jesus Christ with him. I said, Lord, I thank you, because nobody has to be prime and pump. This is his ministry. And I tell y'all out there, for 2 years, almost 2 years in December, I have been on this broadcast with Evangelist Bernard. Maybe not the the switchboard operator, because I was a little nervous about it, because when I came up, it was reading, writing, and arithmetic. So all of these and to myself, Lord, I don't know. I can't put B and C and K and all like that. You know, I'm getting older. But anyway, the Lord prevailed, and I got it. So once one go on and be the host, she can't come on in the host, so we were sort of getting
yes.
But it's a blessing because of the fact is I mentioned it to her for Thursday once a month. Vanja Bernard, is that you? Okay, can y'all, okay. So anyway, I say once a month maybe we can start. And it was in my spirit, well, just going through the books of the Bible, starting in the beginning for an hour, and then having testimony service where the saints can give God the glory about what he has done for them, whether it's 3 months, 4 months, or five, just like the churches do. We can have that maybe once a month if the Lord tell you it's so. So I told her that, and guess what? She came on with that testimony service, the glory to God. So it's an honor because the Lord operates this ministry. I'm a living witness. I'm not a puppet because the evangelists know me. I'm working for Jesus Christ. He the one saved me out of sin and shame and brought me out. And I just thank
yes,
him.
Yes, ma'am.
No, it was a God. Everything I was doing to my body, I felt like, oh, that's my business. That's my body. Whatever I do, whether I sleep with a man, whether I use cocaine, drugs, whatever, it didn't matter. I'm taking care of myself. I'm working every day. So, but then the Lord had a different ministry for, you know, a savior. Saved me. With 50 something years old, and I'm out there talking about what, how them people got on drugs, how them people too old, and here I am hitting the pipe. So I say, Lord, I
go ahead, Sister Ruby, testify.
I'm testifying.
You giving God the glory today.
Thank you.
This is testimony time, and this is real.
Yeah.
Not fake. I'm not making this stuff up. I was on this strung out, and the Lord looking down on the floor, looking, seeing string, and thought it was a hit. So I know what it is, but I'm saying I didn't realize at that time that the Lord was saving me to be a witness out on the highway and hedges. You see, so I'm saying, got to have a testimony before you go up to God's people and tell them, well, he can save you. He can deliver you. He delivered me. He can deliver you. Well, what you done? So I said, Lord, I thank you. 50-something years old, strung out. But I said, Lord, I thank you. And I threw it away and smoked a lot. Listen, I could talk forever, but I'm going to break this down because somebody needs to hear that the Lord saved them from infants, to children, to teenagers, to adults, to the people up in their age, because half a century. So I'm saying, Lord, I thank you, because that's why I run for Jesus. I know it's real. I Lord, you made me a witness. See, I know my ministry because I'm out in the street. I go and go get them. I say, Lord, if you keep my car up and you keep me with gas, I don't want to ask anybody for gas because we don't know nobody's situation. And guess what? He kept my car up. I had one car for 20 years. The Lord done it. And I say, Lord, I make a vow to you that I'm going to witness, I'm going to go to get them, and I'm going to bring them back to you so you can deliver them in the church you choose for them to go in the truth. So I say, Lord Jesus, I thank you because you put me, you saved me, you baptized, he birthed me out. I mean, it was like a whole body coming out of my body when I... in Jesus' name, filled the Holy Ghost. I went home like I was having a birth. He was cleaning all that filth and guts and everything out of me. I said, Lord, I thank you. I said, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. I said, Lord, keep this car up so I can go get your precious people and bring them back to where you want them to sit because we all are responsible for a seat in the kingdom. We just can't go in there and sit and not pay our tithes and offering and do a work or a ministry because he birthed all of us for ministry. But I knew my ministry was outdoors because I hit a cement in a minute. And I say, Lord, I thank you that a sinner like me, that you would take and give me work. Save me and fill me with the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, I thank you. I said, Lord, y'all just don't know how you feel. I mean, y'all probably do when you cleanse and you can sit and take the stuff from life and you can do something about it. Your heart, the Lord got to fix. He got to work it out because he's the only one know the hearts of men. But I'll tell y'all the truth. I said, Lord, and then the church I was in, Prophet David said, if they ain't this and they ain't that, they ain't the other, you can't ask nothing, you need to leave. Well, they evicted me from the building, but at least I tell everybody, they evicted me from no church, because I died on that cross and went to hell and day 3 days
come on,
rose
now.
Again. And he said, heaven and earth, he the one that saved us. We our soul. So I said, Lord, I thank you. So I'm here wondering. I said, Lord, you got to lead me to a church. I'm standing. And he gave me this. Evander Bernard called me and said, well, can you do the switchboard? And I was a little nervous. Cause like I keep saying, I'm 71. I ain't putting nothing on no age, but I move because I'm going move for Jesus Christ because he saved my soul and he put me in the truth and he gave me an opportunity to work for him and a seat to work in that church. So hallelujah, to fill a ministry that he has given me with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
So I'll tell y'all
today, you can't go wrong with the benefits that Jesus gives you. You can't wrong when he comes in and say, hear my child, I hear you crying. You can't go wrong because he say he's there 24
hours. Glory to God.
And when you call him, he say, here I am. So any type of situation, any type of problem, like Prophet David and Evangelist Bernard said, he will answer and he will lead and guide you in all truth. And, you know, I'm so excited because I can do witness on this switchboard because it's going all over the world. I said, Lord.
Yes, glory to God.
I just thank him, so pray my strength in the Lord, and I love him today because he first loved me, and he saved my sin-sick soul and showed me the way of holiness, righteousness, and believing in him in 66 books of the Bible. So I'm through. I said, hey, not enough, I'm see. I say, I'm through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I thank you. But after, let me tell you, after I'll give you a little bit more. After that 20-year experience with our car, and then Sister Ruby's daughter got sick, and she didn't have no way. The car broke down on her. She didn't have no way to get to the Bay Area. And she told the Lord, she said she vowed and told the Lord, Lord, I don't want to ever be in a position like this. Don't ever let me be in a position like this. And Sister Ruby lost her daughter about 2 years ago, our one and only child. Amen. But even in that, God has been comforting her
And God blessed her where she was able to go buy her a brand new car, cash. Didn't owe her a dime on it, cash. So don't tell me God don't hear your prayers. Don't tell me he won't come to your rescue. Yes, she lost her daughter. But guess what? God is strengthening her every day. And I thank God for her because she has been a big supporter of this broadcast. She has supported me and my family. She lives what she preached. Amen.
Wow.
And her word is her bond. If she tell you she going to contribute something, you don't have to wonder about it. It's coming. And get on the motion. Hallelujah. So we bless God for Sister Ruth. Hey, glory. She drove buses for 24 years. There in the Bay Area. God blessed her to retire. And for 15 years she's been retired, and she's still witnessing for you. You know, sometimes Prophetess Davis, Minister Aaron, and those left on the line, sometimes, you know, when we get up in age, we know we maturing. We know we in our senior years. But, you know, folks will push you to the side. You don't almost say, yeah. After you have labored and after you have given and you have worked in the kingdom, they'll push you to the side and won't even regard you. Hey, you don't almost say, yeah. But God said he'll never forget your labors of love, Sister Ruby. Have glory to God. Yay, glory, glory, glory. So we thank God. Hey, you know the Messiah. Hallelujah. She made her birthday, and she don't celebrate no birthday. She like to be a blessing to the people of God, so she won't even tell you when it's her birthday. But God knows, and he honors her for her commitment and her love and her faithfulness for the work of the ministry. So we thank God for you, Sister Ruby. And she didn't know too much about these computers, but she was willing, and she get excited. She pull up this switchboard 30 minutes before time, and she's ready because she said, hey, something might go wrong. She want to be ready, and she come on this line with excitement and expectation to just talk about the Word of God. So God sees your heart, Sister Ruby, and he's going to always honor every petition and every request that you put before God, and he is still strengthening you. Amen. And I know it's not an easy thing living alone, and especially when you only had one child, and they're no longer. She was the heir. She was the set heir. She was the life of Sister Ruby's life. So, you know, God is strengthening her, and I thank God that he did give her this outlet to come on the broadcast. And that gives her, she said, I'm retired. I ain't got to do nothing, Sister Adrian. I get up when I want. I go to, that's a blessing of the God, of the Lord, because you have people in their 70s and mid-70s. They're going back in the workforce because they're not able to maintain. They're not able to meet the needs that they have to keep their household intact. So, Sister Ruby, you're a blessed woman, and God will always continue to bless you because of your love for ministry and your love for the saints. So we're just thankful. Today is triumphant. I call it Triumphant Thursday. Amen. And we are shouting with the voice of triumph today. We're shouting with the voice of praise, and all of it goes to God Almighty. Amen. We thank God for Prophet Michael, Minister Davis, Sister Cammy, Sister T, Evangelist Doris, Liberal Democrat, Sister Patrice, who's on the line, and all those, any in the chat room, and even those that are listening live on the internet. Tomorrow we will have Elder James Horn will be speaking for us tomorrow out of Chicago, Illinois. You don't want to miss tomorrow's broadcast. It's his first time coming on, being with us, but we met this man of God through Minister Billy Burns that hosts our Saturday segment. And I tell you, if you're up early and you're up praying on Saturday morning, tune in. It's the same call-in number. She's under our umbrella, New Destiny Ministries, but that segment is called They Overcame. And she has powerful testimonies how God has did a transformation in the lives of people. Amen. So that's on at 5 in the morning California time. So you can go on that line if you have a powerful testimony or you just want to hear some of the guests, the special guests that she has to come on and give their powerful, miraculous testimonies. Tune in on Saturday mornings. And again, you dial into the same call-in number, area code 858-683-1334. And if you're getting ready for church on Sunday morning and you want to just engage in some corporate prayer, we're on the line at 7 a.m. We come on for about 30 to 45 minutes and we just pray. So we thank God for you. We're going to go to Prophet Davis and let him have the final remarks, and we'll see you all on the line tomorrow.
Evangelist, before Bishop Davis come on, we have 3 more callers just came on, and I'm going to open up in a minute. 303-7, your 4 last numbers is 7729. Your line is open. 303. Oh, Minister Tillman. You know what? You got so
many.
It may
be. I'm not sure.
Oh, 303-7729. It may be Sister Pastor Tillman.
It could be. Maybe.
And then we're going to go to the other one. Okay, your line is open. 323-3297.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Donna. I came in a little late, but you know I will catch the archives and go back and listen again. But it was just such a blessing for me to hear Sister Ruby's testimony. I tell you, it was so strong and so fierce. And God bless you, woman of God. I love you with all my heart, and may God continue to bless you and use you and raise you up to be a great woman of God that you are. I love you. God bless you.
I love you too. That's Sister Donna. Show out of Los Angeles.
God bless you.
I'm waiting on
God. Are you
God.
An evangelist?
I'm waiting on God. Go ahead.
Are you an evangelist, Sister Donna?
Oh no, I'm just driving and walking through the kingdom and just waiting for the Lord to call me and do as He
Wait
has
for him
me
to call
do.
You.
Just being pliable, keeping my hands raised up before Him and say, "Use the Lord, guide me, just however you just I'm just yours."
He called you evangelist because you know what? When you were talking, you just have the same spirit. That's why you identified with Sister Ruby's spirit. She's an evangelist, and you identified with her spirit, and that a testimony and that anointing on that testimony touched your heart. It's to let you know that you too are an evangelist.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
One to go gather
Jesus.
The harvest for Jesus.
Come on.
To
that's
go
what
and
I did.
Compel them to come. Go ahead.
I had a youth program where I was bringing the youth before the Lord and trying to save souls through the youth and save lives and souls and introduce them to Jesus and show them a better way to go. And I'm just asking the Lord to use me, to open doors back up for that to happen again.
My God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you have called her and
thank
you have
you,
given
Lord.
Her a responsibility in the kingdom. And that's to teach the young how to live holy, how to come before you, how to be sanctified, how to be dedicated, and how to read and study the Word of God. Father, loose the anointing on her life, open doors, give her favor, let conversations be spoken about her in a good way where they will say, let's have this woman to come. Let's invite her to come. Let her speak to our youth. And glory to God, raise her up down there in Southern California.
Glory!
where there is a lot of rebellion, a lot of gangs, a lot of witchcraft, a lot of drugs. Father, just loose the anointing on her life in such a way where she will start, in the name of Jesus, where she will start a Bible study. And,
yes,
and Father, let that Bible study begin to grow and expand and become well-known. And glory to God, her name, let her name get out there, Father, because of the anointing and teaching the young people how to live a holy life and that they have to mix the hip-hop with the gospel because such thing. There's only one way, and it's Jesus' way. It's not the world with the mixture, but it's Jesus purified.
Hallelujah.
God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now because in a lot of people in Los Angeles are compromising just to get the people. They're compromising because they want the money. They're compromising to get the attention. They're compromising so that they can mix with the world. Glory to God. But Father, don't let her compromise. Father, in Jesus' name, don't let her give in to the sound of the trumpet, the sackbut, and the decipher. When the king says, bow to my music, glory to God, she will say, I will not bow. I will stand on the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. My God, because the young people are bowing to the different forms of music that's leading them into sin. It's not leading them into holiness. So, Father, don't let her bow at all in the name of Jesus to the music. Glory to God. I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woman of God, you're a powerful woman of God. I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm in Northern California. You're in Southern California. I've never met you. But by the Spirit of God that's on you, by the Spirit of God that's on you, you are a powerful woman of God. People have overlooked you. People have passed you over. They didn't want to give you an opportunity because I saw the spirit of jealousy was on them. And glory to God, they were jealous of you. Glory to God. But the devil is a liar, and God is going to bring you to the forefront himself. He didn't want man to promote you because if man promotes you, then man can demote you. So God allowed you to be looked over. God allowed you to be passed over. But it's God who's going to bring you to the forefront, and then none of them got nothing to say about it.
Come on.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You spoke
God
it.
From glory.
Thank you for that word, that's true. Even in my job, my career, like you said, I've been passed over and looked over. And it's all been due to jealousy, even in my family.
Yeah.
But I'm just acting like I have my I just look to the Lord. I know he's the promoter of his people, so I just say, Lord, use me. Anything
God,
he has me do, I'll do anything for the Lord. For God, I live, and for God, I die.
You read about David and how he handled the situation with jealousy.
Come on.
You handle it the same way, and God promoted David, and God is going to promote you. Because the word of God says promotion don't come from the south, the west, the east, but it come from the Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Over to God.
Okay,
thank
we're
you,
going
Jesus.
To. Thank you, Sister Donna. We're going to Sister Lou. We're so excited to have on Sister Lou. 614.
Hello.
Go ahead, Sister Lou.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. God bless. I see you came back on. So. We still open a testimony or word or whichever way the Lord want to direct you. Your line is open.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't expecting to even be called in. But I just, since you called me in, I'd like prayer. We're going through this case, and there are people who are pretending to be our relatives, and they're going into court and forcing us to pay extra fees and try to block us from getting our inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody apparently went in there today, and it's forcing us to pay out unnecessary hundreds of dollars for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this inheritance is for the work of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted prayer since you called my name in.
It was meant by the Lord, dear lady, for you to get on. You're in area code 303. That's the Colorado area, or the Denver, the state of Denver. Glory to God in Jesus' name. But I remember you came on.
No, I don't think that's.
She's 614.
Oh, 614. Okay. I believe you're the same person that came on 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and God said that in 30 days he's going to turn that thing around. So there's 2 more weeks to go. But we're going to pray that God will not only turn it around, but that this fee that they're asking you to pay, that God would dissolve it or reverse it, that you will not have to pay it. When is your next court date, dear lady?
They have court like about every day. They'll have court. They even meet on Sunday. They're so desperate to, and they have crooked judges who will uphold them in their stuff, because these judges are getting paid behind, and court clerks are getting paid. Certain dates are private dates, and they're telling them to the adversary to keep us from getting what is ours.
What state are you in?
I'm actually in Michigan.
Michigan, okay, interesting. All right, we're going to ask God to, one, dissolve the fees that are being requested of you to pay. Let the ruling be reversed, that you do not have to pay these fees, and that God would rule in your favor that the inheritance that is due you would come to you in your name with no co-inheritors, which means no one else would be on the inheritance documents except you and your husband.
It's actually me and my sister.
You and your sister.
Yes. They've tried everything, including trying to have us put in jail, take away our driver's license. And I never could understand in the United States that they could do it without any reason other than just pure hatred.
Wow. It's amazing. It must be a lot of money.
Well, then they have never told us how much it is, but it must be if they keep on acting like this.
Well, you have a right to know, actually. Let me see if I can remember. I used to work at a law office. In the discovery, thank you, Jesus. In the discovery, there should be a complete detailing of the documents of that case in the discovery.
They said if we find out these informations, we will be denied the inheritance. So that's not true. Well, that's the way our father set it up, and it's unbelievable.
But legally, in the discovery is the documents that are presented to the court for the case, and they have to have a discovery, and you legally have a right to look at the discovery, because you have to be you have to know how to defend yourself, so you have a right to that document or those documents. To read them to know what the allegations are and what they're claiming that you are not doing. Do you have an attorney that's representing you?
We have two attorneys, and it has been set up that way from the very beginning, and they know this. In fact, these people have been so terrible, they've even tried to take our lawyers off the case, tried to deny them their rights, and... It's a long story. We could have many movies about it. So I pray that this is just done in the name of Jesus, and that the work of the Lord shall go forth, and they can't stop it.
Well, Jesus, we give you glory. We testify of your goodness, Lord. We testify that you are the God that holds the heart of the king in his hand, and you turn it whithersoever you choose. And, Father, Aaron, would you like to pray also? You're still on the line?
No, he's not on the line.
Okay. And, Father, we thank you that the heart of the king is in your hand, and that you turn it whithersoever you choose. You turn it, oh, glory to God, towards victory for your people. Father, concerning this case where this dear woman doesn't even know the details or the the different ins and outs concerning this case, and apparently her attorneys have not revealed to her everything pertaining to this case. But Father, in Jesus' name, you know. You know everything pertaining to this case. You know the situation, the circumstance, how it was originally set up by her father. And Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to begin to move the funds and the decision regarding this inheritance in the direction of this dear lady who is asking for prayer regarding a speedy resolution of this case.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if the judge is not a believer, let the speedy resolution even marvel him, because he is not in control. Man is not in control, but God, Father, you are in control in the name of Jesus. And give this dear lady a peace that surpasses all understanding, that will keep her heart and mind in Christ Jesus, that her eyes would not look upon the judge, that her eyes would not look upon the attorney, that her eyes would not even look at the unknown, but that she would look unto you, Jesus, the author and finisher of her faith, that she knows that your reputation, she knows that you can do anything if we believe. We come together in agreement, believing that you will turn this situation around in her favor, and you will begin to move on the heart of the decision makers in that courtroom, because you are a lawyer in the courtroom. You're a doctor in the hospital. Glory to God. So great physician, we now ask you to put on the hat of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the lawyer, the advocate, our go-between, to stand in her place as her representative. The Holy Spirit is a counselor, so we call for the counselor to stand in her place and represent her to the judge, who is only a man, and cause him to make a decision in her favor so that this matter can be put to rest, so that the case can be resolved, so that the case can be settled once and for all, and the fees, Lord, that they're asking for, that they would be reversed and that she will not have to pay them. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and all of these people who are coming and saying that they are part of the family and they are part of the inheritance. We rebuke the lies of the devil. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in Jesus' name. We bind your works. We bind your mouth. We put a gag around your mouth. We silence you in the authority of the name of Jesus. And we allow the Holy Spirit to speak now clearly that this matter is resolved in her favor for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. And she will go forth in peace. She will keep her word that these funds, this money, is for the use of the kingdom of God and for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And even in this ministry, a seed would be sown, glory to God, to show faithfulness and to show her trust that God is hearing and answering prayer. And we thank you for doing it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus,
thank you so much. I wasn't expecting to get prayer.
It was Jesus who had done it. This day is to give glory only to Jesus, and we just want to let you know that Jesus is with you. He is working for you, and he has heard the cry of your heart, and he is answering in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You be blessed.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, amen.
We're going to the last number is area code 303. And your last four is 7729.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to close on out. We're going to have Prophet Davis to close us on out. Thank God to each and every one of you all that gave God the glory with your testimonies today. We look forward to seeing you again on tomorrow with Elder James Horn. So tune in early, and we will certainly be happy for the fellowship. Thank God for Prophet Michael Davis, and we're going to let him close us out with a word of prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for all you have done today. We have come to give you glory, honor, and praise because truly it belong unto thee. And Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Bernard having the wisdom of God descend upon her and in her heart to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. This ministry belongs to you, Jesus. She has dedicated it and given it to you. Her and Sister Ruby have come into agreement to say, your will be done. Not our will, not the people's will, but simply the will of God be done. And we thank you for Sister Ruby, her faithfulness. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard laboring tirelessly in the word and prayer and taking calls after the broadcast in ministering and in counseling people and in just taking her time, Lord, to service the needs of your people regarding the word of God and prayer. Father, it's a laborious task, and Father, we thank you for raising up people to come and assist and to help and be dedicated to speak on the broadcast and who will live a holy and sanctified life. For all who need deliverance and all who need healing, Father, bring forth your deliverance in a mighty way, just like you delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Egypt and Pharaoh. Deliver your people out of sin. Deliver your people from the grips and the bondage of sin. Deliver your people from lust, Father, in Jesus' name. Deliver them from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And replace it with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness that they shall be filled. Father, give them the desire to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto them. Father, give them a heart and a desire to pray, to consecrate, and to fast, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Replace the desire for sin with the desire for holiness. Father, we thank you for hearing. Woo, glory. We thank you for hearing and answering this prayer, for we call on to you, Jesus, because you're the only one who can help us. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name for this broadcast, that you will increase the level of the anointing and that we would begin to get testimonies of healings, miracles, and answered prayer. Father, we thank you for increasing the anointing starting tomorrow morning, that the anointing would increase upon this ministry, that it would have nothing to do with any person, but simply that you have chosen to increase the anointing so that your people can be set free, delivered, healed, and bring forth testimonies that prayer has been answered. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. We bless you today, God.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
For your goodness. Thank you for your goodness, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you,
for your goodness, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your goodness.
Oh, glory.
Thank you for your goodness.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for
your
goodness.
You're a mighty good God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God, thank you.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Ah, ooh, glory.
Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I praise Jesus.
Spirit is not.
That's right.
They're bound by tradition and programs and what they got in there. But I see the Lord opening up a door for you. There was a reason why the Lord had me to share that story about that pastor. Hallelujah. Yeah. God said in Jeremiah 29:15 that he will give you pastors after mine own heart. I see that door being open for you.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That door. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I don't know what area, I don't know what region, but God knows. Because God sees your heart.
Hallelujah.
God see your heart. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
And I see that door opening. And we're going to stand in agreement with you that door God is open.
Yes, Jesus, yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
God is going. Bring souls into the kingdom.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Souls that are thirsting and hungering after righteousness. Souls that are going to be willing to labor in God's vineyard. Not for no fame, not
Hallelujah.
For no popularity, not for no name, but for souls. Hallelujah. And you have been asking God, I hear your cry. Lord, as I pray and petition and lay hands and prophesy for other folks, seem like my dream has been deferred. But the Lord said it has not been deferred. Hallelujah, but he was getting you ready. Hallelujah. See, God, one thing about God, he don't call those that are prepared. He prepared those that he called. And the Lord is preparing you because he called you. And he wants you to walk out. Step out of that past and walk into your future.
I see
destiny before you. Hallelujah, and it won't be long. It's a new season. Hallelujah, and you won't have to worry about financing.
Hallelujah,
I see a door being open. Glory to God, and you won't even have to sign on a dotted line. Hallelujah, when the doors begin to open, you're going to say, this is what God has spoken in my spirit before it came to pass.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Glory to God.
They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall walk. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. God has taught you how to be patient.
Oh, God. Yes.
And how to endure hardness as a good soldier.
Yes.
Many arrows. Hallelujah. Many darts and arrows have been thrown in your back. But I want you to know the day I hear the Lord saying, hallelujah, it was only to strengthen you. Because they couldn't take you out.
My God.
They couldn't take you out. Because every dart and every arrow that was strong, God allowed it. He permitted it. Because he want a greater testimony out of your life. He want a greater testimony from Michael. And guess what? When God get it, won't nobody. That's why he said, won't no man. Get my glory. You're going to give the glory to God. Hallelujah. I see it being done. I see it in the spirit realm. God, and you think They were angry and mad at you before. But the Bible say eyes have not seen I do not tell anybody that I am a prophetess, but I hear the Spirit speaking right now. I see the door being open. I get up on Shia. Hallelujah. He said, after you've suffered a while, then I'm going to raise you up. Then I'm going to exalt you. Hallelujah. Promotion comes from God. Hey, you know no more, Shia. Hallelujah. Won't be many days since you know no more, Shia. This is the season. This is the season. Because God has some truth. Sincere, genuine people that want to live holy.
Yes. Yes.
He has some sincere, true, genuine people that want to live righteously.
Yes.
He has some people that he has assigned, and they're waiting on you.
Oh, my God. Jesus, I receive it.
They're waiting on you.
My God.
They're in buildings right now. They're in churches right now. And nobody will be able to say you stole any of them. God already have them set up. They're waiting on your ministry. Hey, you know them? The Lord told me to tell you that. That's why we couldn't get off this line, because God wasn't through. I hear how you prophesy and tell people to believe in the trust God. But I'm telling you today, God is going to do it.
Yes,
God is going to do it. He heard your cry.
Yes,
and God, and you've been fasting.
Yes.
You know what I'm on fire.
You've been fasting. Yes.
And you saying, Lord, I have waited on you. I know what you told me to do.
Yes.
And I can't see it yet.
But the
same instructions you gave to Sister Cammy, guess what the Lord say? Take them for yourself.
My God.
Call that thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
As though it is. Hallelujah. Get ready to walk into your new season. I see God. I see you at the helm.
Yes, I
don't see you assisting nobody. I see you at the helm.
As
that bum walked from the back of that church in the disguise of a pastor, the people didn't know who he was. God know who we are.
God know
who we are, and he know what he has destined us to become.
My God.
That's a word from the Lord.
I receive it. I know it's God. I receive it, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I can see
the
place. I heard you say something about somebody telling you about a hotel. No. Ain't gonna be no hotel.
Come on. I know.
Hallelujah. It's gonna be a place that God already has reserved for nobody but you.
My God, I receive it.
That's why, Prophet Davis, that's why trouble comes.
That's why
the devil gets the raging.
Because
he wants us to act crazy and ignorant like other folks. And when we begin to act crazy and ignorant, we miss out on our blessings.
My God.
That's why we got to maintain. Sometimes God don't want us to say nothing.
He said
the battle is not ours.
Thank you, Father.
And that's what I received.
Thank you, Jesus.
The battle is not ours. It's the Lord. And
the
because
Lord.
Of you holding your peace.
Hallelujah.
And you receiving the insult. You didn't add injury to the insult. You received that insult. And guess what? God said, I saw how you received it. I saw how you responded. And I'm going to reward you. He said, you don't have to do nothing. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will come see about you. Now, if you don't believe it,
I believe it.
Keep on living.
I believe
God is going to come see about you.
I believe it. I believe
your
it.
Your morning has come.
Ow! God from heaven. God.
The Lord said your morning has come.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Your morning has come, and you don't have to explain nothing to nobody.
I like that.
When
I like
God
that.
Put his seal on the thing, that wow. settles it.
My God, my God.
God has sealed it. Your blessing is already sealed. All
my
you got to do is open it up.
Can't
nobody open that blessing but you. Because God has sealed it with his everlasting staff. Hallelujah. The staff of Jesus is on that blessing.
My God, remember.
Oh, I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I
thank
hear you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
his staff is sealed.
Yes, Jesus.
I
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus. I see it. The Lord is showing it to me. I can see it right before my face right now.
God.
I'm seeing it in the spirit.
God.
And God said I've already had this prepared for him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But the
God.
Season had not arrived. The season had not come. But the season is here. And the Lord told me, your morning is now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I hear
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you have spoken in my spirit to speak to this man of God. Ah, hallelujah. If I be a servant of the Most High God, if the labor, hallelujah, if the faith and the works that I have done in your name, Jesus, ah, hallelujah, if they have been pleasing in your sight,
yes,
every
Father.
Word that I've spoken
yes,
manifested
Father.
In this man of God, in this man of God's life,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Not many
yes,
days
yes,
manifested, Lord
yes.
God, hallelujah, shut the gainsayers' mouth. And let them know that I have called this man. Touch not mine anointed. I hear the Lord saying, oh, touch my anointed. And
yes,
you will
Lord.
Not do my prophets no harm.
Oh,
this
thank
is
you,
the
Jesus.
Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rise,
God.
Wash your face.
Yes.
And the
yes.
Lord say, rise up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And possess the land that he's already had prepared for you.
Yes, Lord.
I'm
Jesus.
Done.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo! Lord, I bless you for that word.
I receive it. Lord. Thank you.
Ah, oh, God is steady.
Thank you,
He's
Jesus.
He's going to do it. He's going to do
thank
it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All
yes, Lord. Yes, to your will.
Ah, if you can receive it in the spirit.
I receive
realm.
It. I receive it.
Hallelujah.
I know it's God. I know
the
it's God.
Supernatural. Hallelujah
yes.
is coming
yes.
into manifestation.
My
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you. Supernatural blessing. Hallelujah. With the Spirit of God present.
I
hear you, Lord. I hear you,
Lord.
Lord,
I receive. I receive. Lord, I receive.
Lord,
I receive.
Lift him up, God. Lift him
God,
up.
I was under attack this morning. You didn't know that I was under attack this morning. I didn't feel like getting on the line, but I said, nevertheless, I'll get on. And I said, Lord, I'm going to work. I just said, I'm going to work. It don't matter to me. I was under attack this morning, but I just said, no, I'm going to work anyway. I'm going to work for you anyway, Father, in Jesus' name. And I went on and got on the line and I didn't know but God began to use me and I wasn't really in the place because of the attack this morning on my physical body but I said I'm going to work anyway, Lord.
All right.
And so I just made my mind up to go to work anyway.
My God.
My God.
The Lord said they were healed as they went.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We receive our healing in our obedience.
Yes.
Our obedience brings healing.
I receive
our
that.
Obedience brings blessings.
Yes.
Our obedience brings things into sight that we don't even envision.
I
we
like
can't
that. That's
see
good.
It.
Yes.
But
yes.
because of our obedience, our obedience is the thing that open up the floodgates of heaven.
Mm.
They don't open if we're not obedient. They don't open if we can't stand courageous. They don't open if we kick against God's hand.
Yes, yes.
We can't
yes.
kick against God's praise.
Wow.
We can't walk in disobedience and obedience at the same time.
Thank you, Jesus.
We either going to obey God or we going to disobey Him. If we obey Him,
amen.
Then the blessings of
amen.
The Lord will overtake us.
Obey you fully, Lord. Obey you fully.
That's why God had this word for you today.
Ain't that something?
Because you did not succumb to what you were feeling. You
Come
didn't
on.
Succumb to that attack.
That's it.
But you pressed forward.
Pressed on.
And you saw the mark of the high cost. You saw that prize. Your eyes was on Jesus.
My God.
If we can
God.
Just keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, I don't care what we're going through.
Come on.
He said, go. I walk through the valley of the shadows of death.
Yeah.
I will fear no evil.
God from heaven.
Sometimes death is all around us. But if we can stay fixated on Jesus, God will get us through that valley of death.
Wow.
You didn't know God had a word for you. I didn't know I had nothing to say to you today.
That's it. That's
but
it.
As you continued and those people came on the line late, it was for a reason because God was not through.
Glory
God said, tell him these words.
Glory to God.
And because of your obedience, you were able to hear what thus say the Lord to you. This is for you.
Yes, Lord.
For all that you have distributed. For all
Lord.
That you have labored and interceded and
Lord.
Prevailed on behalf of others, God said, I see your cry. And now I'm going to come in and I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to set
Jesus.
You up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, from heaven. My God.
See it in the spirit.
What an awesome God. What an awesome God. And you didn't know that I had cried out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm tired of dealing with people that don't want you. I'm tired of dealing with people that are not hungry for you. It's draining. It's difficult. It's like fighting upstream because they don't really want you. And so I said, Lord, send me to some people that want you. You didn't know I prayed that prayer.
No, I didn't. Didn't talk with you. Didn't even know you were available today. But God knew it. God already knew what the day was going to be. Amen.
What a great relief. What a great word. What a great word from the Lord. My God from heaven, the morning has finally come.
Embrace it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I just really feel and believe that after I leave this area, this place that I'm in now, after I leave here, God is going to put on me a new garment.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's the garment that I've been waiting for.
Huh?
The new garment to go with the new season.
glory to God.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Don't fret.
My God,
hallelujah.
Jesus, make it.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Carmen.
Jesus.
Carmen, thank you, Lord, for
hey, glory to God.
Ooh, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, you hear us,
Lord. Ooh, Jesus.
You hear us, God. You hear us, God.
Thank you for obeying the Lord because I did need that word, but I would never ask.
Thank
I would never ask.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for it. I thank God for it.
Oh,
thank Him.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Him.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. We bless you.
My
thank
God
God
from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I thank you.
Oh, bless you,
my God.
Jesus.
My God,
we love
my God.
You. We
my
love
God.
You, God. We give you
my
our
God.
Life today, God.
I give you my
oh,
life, all for Jesus.
For all the praise, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You,
give my life all over again.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's yours, Lord. It's yours. Not mine. It's yours.
Hallelujah.
I give you my hands.
You,
I give you my feet. I give you my whole body.
Thank
I give
you,
it to
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
My mind, my eyes, my tongue.
Thank you, God.
I give it all to you, Jesus. Here.
Thank
take it,
Jesus.
Yours.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. We bless you. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Keep on praying
amen.
And lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God. I bless you. Thank you. Jesus.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we love you today, God.
Thank
my
you.
God, my
we
God.
Love you, Jesus, we love you, God.
God, my God. My God, my God.
You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy.
God, my God.
Oh, we can't do nothing without you, Jesus.
My God, my God. Say that she didn't know that I was planning on trying to assist Benny Hinn because I had been a part of that ministry so long. I was going to try to go back and assist him. But she said something very key. I don't see
yes.
you assisting nobody.
That's right.
My God from heaven. What, it wasn't meant for me to go back. It's meant
no.
for me to go forward.
Go forward.
My God.
You up there in the pulpit, nobody else.
Jesus. Just Jesus. Ain't that something?
That's awesome. When you get your place, the Lord will put you near to us where we can come and visit.
Come on, I know that's right. That's
I know that's right. I pray I'm on my knees after that one, too. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. He keep me in California, nowhere's too far. If you got to get on a plane and fly to wherever, in Southern California, Northern, wherever, I'll get you there.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, this is incredible. Well, it looks like a change is at hand.
Amen.
A change is at hand, and I need it, and I'm ready.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm gonna go to the store and get some things I need. But God bless you guys, and I appreciate you.
Appreciate you so much, to Jesus and you too. I'm
okay.
Gonna go
God bless
on.
You.
God bless you, Prophet Davis. Been such a
okay.
blessing in our lives and in this broadcast. I'm gonna close out with Jesus. I love calling your name. You know Shirley Cecil can sing that one, so I'm gonna go here. We love
all
calling
right.
your name.
Amen.
Classic. God bless. We see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Praise the Lord.